Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
His son, Hunter, joining the then vice president on the official visit to Beijing. Unknown to the press back then, Hunter Biden was forming a Chinese private equity fund, planning to raise money, including from Chinese investors. 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's business license.
Then Vice President Joe Biden had dinner with his son Hunter, along with Hunter's business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. And the day after the dinner, a Burisma executive sent a note to Hunter, quoting, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together."
Hunter's lucrative business dealings often included giving as much as 50% of his earnings to his dad.
The text read, quote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary."
And Hunter introduced me as, "This is Tony, Dad, the individual I told you about that's helping us with the business that we're working on and the Chinese."
The email reads this way, quote, "At the moment, there's a provisional agreement that the equity will be distributed as follows. 10 held by Hunter for the big guy."
I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times.
A newly revealed text message shows Bob Alinsky was apparently warned by business partner James Gillier, "Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid."
Chinese executives admitted to reporters that they were actually introduced to the vice president by Hunter Biden.
Hunter and the then vice president seen with a pair of Mexican billionaires. At the same time, Hunter had been working on energy deals in Mexico.
Joe Biden also had Hunter and his business partner fly on Air Force Two to Mexico.
The president agreed to pay Hunter Biden's legal fees for his business dealings with a Chinese-controlled company. Hunter's assistant reportedly telling a pair of Biden aides, quote, "I spoke with Hunter today regarding his bills. It is my understanding that Hunt's dad will cover these bills in the short term."
There is photographic evidence of Biden on a golf outing with both his son Hunter and a man called Devin Archer, who was another member of the Burisma board.
We also know that Devin Archer in that picture had a meeting in the White House, one-on-one meeting with Joe Biden about a week before they joined the Burisma board.
His closest business partner, Hunter's, made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations, including a sit-down with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing.
"I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with our businesses, period."
You know, and there you go. This guy is just unbelievable. And, you know, now one of his favorite ways of lying is he likes to squint his eyes, put his head down a little bit, and whisper. Unbelievable. But, you know, I mean, it's like, "I'm going all the way. I don't think anybody can stop me out there. I'm going to completely destroy America. I'm going to finish what Obama started. And I'm going to do it in a hurry, because I know if I fail to, then I'm going to end up in prison myself for treason." And so he's going all out right now. He's the Communist Party. You know, they're moving at a rapid rate, doing all that they can to try to completely destroy America, take us down right now. And so, in fact, let me tell you who believes that. Natural News. There's an article in Natural News. "Well, the story over at Fox News will receive very little mainstream news attention because it got little too much information that Joe Biden and the globalists don't want Americans to know." This tweet from Virginia Congressman Ben Klein lays it all on the table, with Klein warning, "We know that the Chinese Communist Party will do anything to spy, steal American data. Now the Biden regime is releasing Chinese illegals in our country without appropriate investigation," including within this tweet, a Fox News video of Chinese nationals being released publicly to an NGO in Brownsville, Texas. "With these illegal immigrants being released with the NTA's notices to appear," and that's worthless, "because there are so many of them now crossing the border and no more spaces to house them, think good and hard about that for a few seconds before we continue. Thousands of military-aged men from China are being given free passes, the NTAs, for coming into the country illegally, while the absolutely insane left is going after America's last president to win an election legally here in their witch hunt for Donald Trump. There you go.
Well, you know, Pastor, my biggest complaint is, outside of the pulpit, the House of Representatives and the Senate, they should be seeing everything that's going on, how the government refuses to turn documents over from the banks, refuses to turn documents over from Antifa and BLM and all this stuff. They should be in an uproar to get rid of Ray and to get rid of Merrick Garland, because everything that's being put in a spotlight, all the corruption, every single one of them just sit back and mock us that you can't touch us. You might as well call them the untouchables.
Well, the problem they have is, you know, this is the purpose of the Justice Department, is to bring these criminals to justice. Now, the Congress does have the ability to go around them and go directly to the courts. But you have to find the courts that have not been corrupted. Since Obamanation, and Joe Obama has been in, he's been corrupting the courts more and more, putting as many, he's been taking out the Trump judges and putting in communist, antichrist, you know, satanic judges. And so here, what they would have to do, the Congress would have to find a court and bring Ray and Garland before the court and charged with treason. If not, then it would have to go to a military tribunal. But then you've got the enemy at the Pentagon, too.
Yes.
So there you go. I mean, so
this
is God definitely the days that the Lord talked about, called the evil day. We're living
hot off the wire. The FBI has been buying off the commercial market mass internet data, and according to Motherboard, and Motherboard's podcast reports on the dark underbelly of the internet. Motherboard has previously reported the U.S. Army and FBI's purchase of data. New documents show the purchase was for the FBI's cyber division. Commercially provided net flow data, several months of service. So they're using your taxpayer money to go out there and buy your private information. It's a long, complicated article, but basically, it says one of the congressmen had whistleblowers come into the office, and Congressman Wyden said the FBI has purchased internet metadata, which reveals the websites you visit, sensitive information is what doctor you see, your religion, what dating sites, etc. And says that the FBI owes the American people an explanation of the data it purchased about our internet browsing histories. And, of course, the FBI was asked about spending all these hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they had no comment. Imagine that, no comment. The whistleblowers and a couple of these cyber groups that are pro-America have gotten the information of what they're doing and are reporting it. But the amazing thing is I can't find any of this on any of the mainstream news, even like Fox.
Well, and you won't. And this is why it's so important, Joe, that we're here. And the folks out there that have been listening to us for years, they get letters and they say, you know, some of them used to say, how is it you find out about this before the mainstream media? We don't. Our job is to get you that information. Their job is to keep you from it. Their job is to have George Soros and whoever at the top of the collective, and they say, here's the narrative, here's what you're going to say, and then it goes into the echo chamber. And they all repeat it. If they line up and they get in lockstep, and they are the enemies of freedom. But what they don't understand, those in the media, what they will understand, what happened, remember what happened both in Russia and Germany, and both Stalin and Hitler both understood that if they were so, the media of their day was so eager to betray their own countrymen, they would also betray them. And they eliminated, when they were finished with them, they eliminated a good part of them.
Right.
And yep, so
they understood. Well, you know, to follow through, this whole night is kind of falling into place. We were talking about January 6th and the people that are still in jail. And we know the January 6th committee, they're still trying to round up about 1,200 to 1,200 Americans that were there. And it's kind of vague as far as what they there were, even if they just went inside or were just outside. But here is the big story. In January 6th, they're having trials for some of the Proud Boys. And one of the attorneys was getting ready to bring a test, somebody to come and testify. It had been an FBI informant, according to the court filing. And Julie Kelly on American Greatness got this court filing. And the DOJ attorneys would not tell the defense attorney whether or not two other planned witnesses were FBI informants. And the defendant's lawyer, Carmen Hernandez, said, "My biggest concern is the fact that we still have confidential human sources that are unknown to us." And going down, reading through, there are a couple of different lawyers and people involved in different cases here.
You're talking about that Enrico Tarrios.
Right. Couldn't pronounce the name, but
Tarrios.
The key line. You can fill them in. The attorneys asked the DOJ whether the next two witnesses were FBI sources. And you know what they told me the attorney said? Nothing. They said they don't know.
You know, they're violating the laws. They're not. They're they're just absolutely unbelievable.
Ignoring laws, they're hiding information from the defense attorneys, which is illegal, unconstitutional. They have all these insight. We know that that whole January 6th was full of FBI, either agents or sources. And they were using them, and the sources were that one gentleman we've talked about. I can't think of his name offhand. That we saw picture after picture of him outside waving people in, go in, you know. And he's never been arrested, never been charged, because we know he's an FBI stooge. And it just continues day in, day out. The FBI just keeps, the stories keep on coming, how crooked they are, how they lie, they deceive, they break the law. We are now, folks, a banana republic. This is no longer a constitutional republic. We're a banana republic, a third world run by a dictator and a corrupt FBI leading the corrupt police and corrupt government, the Department of Justice.
Amen.
Amen.
Rise of the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, I wish I just don't know how to put it. It's so sickening, and it just amazed that so many Americans still have not woken up to what's going on. I guess the news has hid the real stories from enough people that, folks, you hear stuff like this, you've got to get out and help and pass this kind of stuff on to your friends, neighbors, families, church. If the press isn't going to tell the truth, then the American people have to become the press, and we have to start forming the nation ourselves. It is the only way the truth is going to get out there.
You know, Pastor, right. both of you, I got a phone call the other day from a very well conservative people. I want to put their name out. But they told me that they've reported stuff that you guys have said. I've reported stuff that you guys have said, plus my own stuff. And it's like we have the dumbest society. People will look at you with like tombstones in their eyes. You can show them the stuff that you mail out, and I give it to people. They look at it, and it's like they have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. This is a dumbed-down society, even for senior citizens in a lot of areas.
Well, you're right. And remember, we told people about how that the Department of Defense was heading this whole global depopulation movement up. We told people how Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and the others are working. They're contracted directly under our Department of Defense, which used to be, they used to be legitimate, but now they're not. Here, U.S. Department of Defense issued a contract for COVID-19 research in Ukraine 3 months before COVID was known to exist. Now, here's the interesting thing. They're talking about it wasn't spoken about before January 2020. That's not true. Wendy Wilson was on here. We were telling people about it when they were talking about this vaccine that they were going to make. We were telling people about it, okay, back in 2019. And here, the world first started to hear about a novel coronavirus in early January 2020 when reports of an alleged new pneumonia-like illness spreading across Wuhan, China. However, the world did not actually know of COVID-19 until February 2020, because it was not until the 11th of the month that the World Health Organization officially named the novel coronavirus disease as COVID-19. Well, the military was talking about it before that. We knew about it before that, and we talked about it in 2019. So with this being the official truth, why does the United States government data show that the U.S. Department of Defense awarded a contract on the 12th of November, 2019, to Liberant Global Health Incorporated for COVID-19 research at least 1 month before the alleged emergence of the novel coronavirus and 3 months before it was officially dubbed COVID-19? That might have been it, that we were not talking about COVID-19. We were talking about the coronavirus, okay? The shocking findings, however, do not end there. The contract awarded in November of 2019 for COVID-19 research was not only instructed to take place in Ukraine, it was in fact part of a much larger contract for biological threat reduction program in Ukraine, perhaps explaining why Global Health has been collaborating with Peter Daszak's Echo Health Alliance and Ernest Wolf's Metabiota since its formation in 2017. There you go. And then he goes on to say, let's not lose touch. Your government and big tech are actively trying to censor the information reported by the expose to serve their own needs. By the way, we're getting this information from the expose. That is who is putting this information out. But it's a fact. We knew that. So, there you go. You know, and Joe, again, America and Coach, morally, America's in a huge moral decline.
Amen.
But, again...
There was a professor, when you said that, this story came to mind. There was a professor at Wayne State University. He got suspended with pay, but basically he came out and said, quote, it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down, according to the New Guard. The professor was placed on leave, and they did report it to law enforcement, but he was put on leave with pay after making a statement like that loud and clear on Facebook. It is more admirable to kill a right-wing speaker than it is to shout them down on a college campus. You said we're a divided nation. What does the scripture say? A nation divided against itself cannot stand, right?
Absolutely.
And that's about as divided as you can get, where they want to start killing each other just because of political differences.
Well,
you see what they did on Facebook and Internet. If you post anything conservative and Christian, you get blocked. My emails don't get printed. My Facebook page just says community hate speech, blocked for 24 hours. all the videos from virologists exposing the vaccine. They are blocked. You can go on typing on YouTube, vaccine, COVID, and everything for the shot, for the toxic shot is there. You can't find nothing against it. That's how this country's divided. It's been one-sided now by the far-left communist regime.
You know what's happening, though? People are figuring it out, you know, that how many people are dying. I believe we just had an article here with just 1 in 76 people that have received a shot got sick or died from it. One in 76, okay? That's a lot, okay?
Yeah.
Right, that's terribly high.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So,
well, but it's called murder, really, when you that many people die from the vaccine that they were forced to take or coerced. In fact, there was just a story a few minutes ago about another policeman who's going to be fired because he was told he had to have the vax to keep his job. And it's still going on right now as we speak. There's still different cities, different places forcing the vax on people, even with all this information that we've been putting out.
Well, the Satanists are planning the largest gathering of Satanists that's ever been here coming up very soon. I just had an article on that. We talked about it before. But one of the things is interesting that the Satanists are demanding is that people that attend are vaxxed and they wear masks.
I can see the mask because it helps hide their identities. If anybody were there taking pictures or looking, so that part makes sense. The vax, well, let them kill themselves.
Yep, very good. So those are some things that are happening now. In some areas, they're actually now making it illegal to wear masks because it's in some of the counties, and that is a good thing that's happening. In fact, they're actually even talking about making that the policy in New York City. Not to wear masks because these liberal prostitutes like Bragg, who's supposed to be a prosecutor. He's supposed to, you know, this guy is unbelievable. He's bought and paid for.
He's a whore. He's a bought and paid for whore.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, you know what they did with that thing they put in out there in the paper? I'm not sure who it was. Was New York Times one of them? But they put it up on the internet with a picture of Donald Trump holding a baseball bat and next to him, Bragg, you know, in a picture. And so Hannity asked Trump, why did you do that? Okay. Trump said, I didn't do that. Me holding that baseball bat was from a couple years back when we were having Buy America time at the White House. And what we were talking about, one of the companies was baseball bat manufacturers. I was holding that bat. And the left went and did that. That's the kind of sneaky, slimy stuff they do. And so, oh, by the way, I don't know if you've seen it, but what's her name? The porn whore. The one, Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, she's come out now three times and said nothing ever happened between her and Trump. Nothing ever took place.
You ain't going to see that on MSNBC, NBC, CNN.
Nope, you certainly won't. But they showed it on Fox News tonight. They showed it on Hannity. And
yeah,
so,
but you won't see it on the far left. They'll hide that. They'll have amnesia.
Yep, you're not kidding about that. And so they just continue with this. You know, and it was an interesting thing what Trump said because he named all of the different false things that they've accused him of and how he was proven innocent of all of them, one after the other. And he made a statement. He said, I'm the most innocent man in America. And he had a point there.
Yeah.
And so,
look, they fear him more than God. They go 24-7. They have people staying up all night long trying to drum up dirt. And then they get on their teleconferences, and they go from city to city to city to city. How they can slander, who's going to run the false article, how can we beat this in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the drive time, and then in the evening news, put it in the paper. All it is slander, slander, slander. This is fascism, the rise of the Fourth Reich.
Well, you heard what Hillary said. If Trump gets back in, we're all going to hang, meaning the deep state. And
I would hope so.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Well, with this whole thing, the London Daily Mail last week had a big article, and what was somebody with, it was about artificial intelligence. They had pictures of Trump being arrested. They had pictures of his wife in tears and, you know, bodyguards holding her back and Trump running from the cops and then being grabbed and handcuffed and fighting. They were so real, folks. It was terrifying. I wish I could show the pictures on radio, but with this artificial intelligence, you could not tell it from real news. I mean, it was real pictures of real policemen. It was Donald Trump, and they had managed to put the body in, fighting cops, running, doing. I was just totally amazed. If they can do that, they can take a picture of you and make you robbing a store. They can make you killing somebody, running from the police. It has gotten to be a very terrifying, frightening world. I wish I could show, the pictures on the radio. And what amazed me is none of the news showed any of those to the American people, but it was all over the European press, all over the world, these pictures. And it was kind of like, wink, wink, oh, this hasn't really happened yet, but this is what it's going to look like when it does. Is there a comment? You can even make a comment. It's just outrageous.
Wow.
Well, you know, the other thing is that they can duplicate your voice. The ability there to go on, cut into a radio program like this one, for example, and have us say things that we're not saying. Okay?
Yeah.
But the people out there, they're not going to know any better.
That's dangerous.
So we're dealing with, again, this is, like you said, it's a spiritual battle. There's the spirit of Antichrist is what we're up against. And so,
well, here's the name of the group that did it, this AI technology. They even showed Trump in yellow, jumpsuit. It was Bellingcat, B-E-L-L-I-N-G, cat, journalist Elliot Higgins. Bellingcat journalist Elliot Higgins. All this was done using this AI technology. And this showed him being chased by police and Melanie screaming and Trump in jail wearing an orange, I guess not yellow, orange jumpsuit. And a picture of him fighting the police. They are so real. I'm looking at them now. It's incredible. And it should scare you, folks.
What? Okay.
These people are ate up that do stuff like that. I mean, that is, like you guys have said before, they have the Trump syndrome. They're ate up.
Yeah. Well, again, when I talk about we're up against the Antichrist, evil satanic system, evil Democrats push plan to snatch children from parents who don't want them mutilated. The Democratic Communist Party is the greatest danger of our children face. And this is an article here by Joe Newby. More and more, it appears that Democrats would rather see our children mutilated beyond repair than educated. And we're not just talking about the Democrats in D.C. No. On Sunday, the Gateway Pundit posted two articles highlighting efforts in two liberal states, California and Minnesota, to strip parents of custody if they do not want their minor child mutilated through sex change operations. Colin Leinberger reported, that AB 665 is about making sure all of young people, regardless if they have private health insurance or medical recipients, have access to mental health resources, she claimed. But as Leinberger revealed, this is not the true intent. The Post-Millennial reports that the bill would allow therapists to send a gender-confused child to a resident shelter facility without due process or parental knowledge, Leinberger noted. According to Aaron Friday, co-lead of our duty, the bill would give counselors unfettered control over children aged 12 and above. In a letter to the state assembly, Friday gives an example of a hypothetical sixth grader who informed her school counselor that she's a trans boy. Friday argues that AB 665 were to be enacted, that the child may not come home from school that day, but could be instead be sent to an LGBTQ housing facility. The parents will have no idea what happened to the child, writes Friday. Imagine their fear and anxiety. Their parents are criminalized without an accusation or evidence or trial. But parents have got the power to unite and take it back. We've got the...
Well, it's called State Sanctioning Kidnapping California Bill. And that's what it is. Pastor, I was thinking this afternoon, it's almost like people, if you're in some of these crazy states, if you can't turn them around, leave all the crazies in some of these liberal states and just will go to a state that's thriving and growing and happy and healthy, and maybe we just need to let all these liberals consolidate in a few states, and then they will collapse under their own weight through their own.
Now the problem of it is, Joe, they're leaving the blue states. That's where you have the biggest influx of people leaving. Are the Democrat run states? They're leaving to get out of there, but they're bringing a lot of those liberals are bringing their liberal mentality and absolutely no morals with them, and they're going to other states, and we've had a situation.
Why are they leaving if they're so happy with their liberalism? Why are they leaving?
They're not happy with Christian conservatives
would be leaving.
Yeah, they're not happy with it. They're miserable because they're liberals, but we'll be back right after this. Hang tight.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it, for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
All righty, we've got, we're going to, in the time we have left, open the phone lines. Coach, you stay with us, because I want you to give the invitation tonight. But a fellow named Leonard, who had called in here a while back, he was having a kidney transplant at Cleveland Clinic, and he called and he asked us for prayer. Well, he sent me a letter saying that everything went good, and he's okay now, and he wants me to tell all of you, thank you so much for praying for him. There you go. All right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And who do we have? Who would have ever guessed? Clifford. Clifford.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to share a couple of quick things, and then I have a question about James chapter 4. One was last week, LifeSiteNews.com did a reprint on an article from Robert Malone, the doctor, and he's trying to say, where is all this coming from? And he's pointing out the links between a number of college presidents, including McGill University in Canada and a number of colleges here, are directly affiliated with the World Economic Forum. And they have a particular name for it. So that would be of interest. So he traces that a lot of this is related to academic institutions starting at the top. The second thing would be, I can't vouch for this podcast. I stumbled on it. I was looking for a college basketball podcast, and they gave me this, which was not a college basketball podcast. It's called the No Agenda Podcast. But 15 minutes into episode 1,537, it has 10 girls in a row on TikTok saying that the latest Ritalin, Adderall, and there was another one, Vyvanse, apparently is not working. They're substituting something for these particular drugs, which a lot of these girls have been taking since they've been kids, which is basically amphetamine speed. So it's somewhat comical, but also disturbing that these women are addicted to this stuff. And I'd recommend listening to that just to see what they're saying. Apparently, they're just substituting something else for the drug, and these women are realizing that they're out of the speed. The third thing is a podcast called Bold and Blunt by a Christian woman who writes for the Washington Examiner. About 2 weeks ago, had a guest on talking about the book The Rise of the Fourth Reich. I did get the book. It's available on audio. Very disturbing, talking about COVID in particular. And, you know, there's a lot of details in the first chapter about how they went after even aspirin when it had some positive effects on the clotting from COVID. A lot of disturbing information. But the name of the book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich. On the interview, one of the authors, of several authors, was comparing what's happening to now to the Tower of Babel and the flood, probably even worse. But my question would be on James chapter 4, verses 3 to 7, in relation to discernment. It seems like it's talking about don't be friends with the world and head in another direction, and God will give you more grace as you go in the proper direction. But I guess you would say you could see that then, that, you know, God is giving you the grace to turn towards him in a specific area. Well, what do you think of that? James chapter 4, verse 3 to 7.
Okay, well,
let me jump on that one. He's talking about spiritual whoredom, and he's talking about friendship. If you are friends with the world, you're an enemy of God. And is this what you want, to be an enemy of God? And he's the scripture said, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. But we are, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you can follow the world and go to hell, or you can turn to God, and he will help you resist the devil and make it to heaven. It's pretty clear.
Well, yeah, let's go to verse 3. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. In other words, he's talking about, unless you're asking, when you pray, unless the purpose of that prayer is for God's glory, to get the glory, you know, then what are you doing? If it's not for the glory for God, he's saying that people are praying and are praying selfishly, right, and they're not in compliance with the will of God. And then when he says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. He's talking here to professing Christians, okay? Worldly Christians that are, they're really not saved at all. They're the enemies of God. And so there you go.
They have profession, not possession.
Absolutely.
So you got to discern if you're going that route, too, if you're kind of... I guess that would indicate maybe a lack of sincerity, or is it just really being captured by the gloss or whatever?
So when those in the prosperity church, when they pray, when Joel Osteen and Credfro Dollar and these people pray, what do you think they're praying for?
Yeah, well,
the
they're
equating,
yeah, material success with spiritual success.
So what they preach and the way they pray, now who is rewarding them? God allows, a lot of times, God allows these prosperity preachers. Remember, if when people tell you that, like Joel Osteen makes a statement, now is the time to live the good life, what does that tell you about the afterlife, about what his opinion of the afterlife is?
Well, he's certainly de-emphasizing it, where the Bible says the first thing to do is make sure you don't go to hell, right? I mean, that's...
And T.D. Jakes says, I want my stuff now. I want my stuff here and now. Maybe he's not planning on going to heaven, huh?
Well, look what it says. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So look at that kind of... sums it up, where you need to be careful.
Well, what about Kevin Copeland says, you can take God's word and you can hold God to his word and virtually extort material things out of it. He says you can make God produce. You can make God give you what you want. You make him, you could hold him too. This is what Kevin Copeland said he did. He made God, and this is why he's worth going on $2 billion, because he made God. Do you think maybe God has got something to do with what's going on there?
What do you think?
I think Kevin Copeland's in for is in for a real huge,
he's getting his reward now, but he's sure going to regret it later.
Yeah.
But that, one more thing on that, yeah, it's just, that's a terrible example for someone that is listening to that, because they might strive for that, and it might be the exact worst thing for them to try and follow that route.
Well, that's
They're
exactly
going to tangle them up and set them in the wrong direction.
That's why at the start of this program we listed those people. You know, the Bible says there's different degrees of torment in hell. And those religious leaders that purposely lead people away from the Lord, their torment is going to be the greater.
Like Paul said, having food and raiment, be content.
Mm-hmm. Jesus tells you in Matthew chapter 23, for their punishment will be, their judgment will be the greater, the torment for the religious leaders that purposely lead people away. There you go. All right, well, thank you. Let me see what we got going on. Let's go to Ron. How much time do I have? Okay, let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're in the air.
This is Ron, Victor, Joe, and Ernie. I just want to say that, is my call coming in okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk. Have we all noticed, Joe, this is for you, sir, that I love you guys. Every time I get a chance, I'm tuning into your station, and I play with everybody, and I tell everybody we really need to stay tuned in, because we're living in these crazy times, as we all know it. I'm not telling too many people this, but I am saying this too, that whenever something's going on in this world, and especially in Washington, they get on the intercom and the PA system, and they announce, oh, we got to do this, we got to do this. But you never hear that place in Washington ever, that leader that we have in office, that administration, mention anything about God. We need to put God in this. We need to bring God in this. We have the Antichrist in Washington, and in every state, he's in the schools, he's in the businesses, the companies, and you don't ever hear our, I don't even say our president, but that administration, that Antichrist administration, ever bringing up anything about bringing God back into the program to teach what's really going on in this world. God tells us, and the Lord Jesus told us, and Moses written, to watch out for these signs. And the signs are here. But what is our country and our world doing? What are the people of this world doing? People of the world? And God says, don't be of the world and don't indulge in these things. We're not even doing the main thing, which is God, the Lord Jesus. Like Joe even says, and you say, Pastor, they're taking God out of everything. But when something happens once again, they don't mention the real ingredient, which is the Lord Jesus and God. And,
absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, the interesting thing there is, remember, Jerry Nadler says God has no voice in Congress. He does not. He is not entitled to an opinion there in Congress. And Nadler is in for an extremely rude awakening, I'm afraid. But and folks, I started to say this earlier, but let me finish. Salem has made us an offer, and the offer is if we could raise an additional $100,000 between now and June, they would knock an additional $50,000 off, and then what we would be able to get back on those six stations we went off. But we have to, but they're watching very carefully where the money's coming in from, which stations are sending in. And now there's a couple of stations that really don't have that, aren't that deep, and we're talking about maybe $16,000-$17,000 for the Portland and the Arkansas Little Rock stations. There's not that much that they owe that we couldn't go back on them if we heard. But what's got to be, the check's got to be designated for those stations. It's got to be designated for Little Rock, designated for Portland, and that money will go towards that, getting those stations back on. So the reason I just told you all of that is what we're telling you is going to get worse. And as long as God can keep us on the air, you are being closed out. You're being canceled by NBC, ABC, CBS, and all of these other, the so-called mainstream media. They have virtually decided that you're canceled, that you will... They're not going to let you in on what's happening in this country. That's why it's so important that we're here now and that we continue. And with that, Coach, would you want to? You've got 4 minutes. Can you tell us how to get to heaven and avoid the lake of fire?
Absolutely, that's my honor. Thank you, folks. Every one of you hearing my voice, whether you're black, white, yellow, what nationality, wherever you're living tonight. You read or write, it makes no difference. You've listened to this radio program long enough. You've heard that there's a heaven, there's a hell. You're a sinner. You need a savior. If you were to die tonight, would you be in heaven or hell? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the day of salvation. For somebody who listened tonight, you're going to die. We're all going to die. You know you sinned against a holy God. Your heart, your evil thoughts. In fact, you were born with sin. You only have one hope when you take your last breath. Are you ready to face God and give an answer for every sexual thought you had, for everything you've ever done, all the cuss words, all the things you've ever done wrong in your life? If you have one sin on you, you can't get to heaven. Some of you out there might be saying, well, I'm not that bad of a person. I never got drunk. I never got high. I didn't run around. Your heart will condemn you already before a holy, righteous God. God requires payment against sin, and that is eternal hell. From hell is the white throne judgment. From the white throne judgment is the lake of fire. But it wasn't made for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. You don't have to go there. Now, I'm not one of these that say, just say a little prayer and let Jesus come into your heart. That ain't cutting it, because you have to realize you're a sinner. Here's what you do. Lord, yes, I'm a sinner. I don't want to go to hell, Father. I believe in Jesus. And how do you get to heaven? Believe that Jesus came as God in the flesh, lived a sinless life in your place, willingly shed his blood to wash your sins away, willingly went to a cross, was crucified, buried, and 3 days later he arose from the grave to conquer sin, hell, and death. If you can believe that Jesus is God, was crucified, was buried, rose, shed his blood to wash your sins away, you can have eternal life by asking God to forgive you and say, Jesus, from this day forward, I'm going to put all my trust in you 100%. Get your King James Bible, get in a good Bible-believing church, and from this day forward, you have dodged wrath. You are a child of God. Father loves you. When you die, there'll never be a sin on you. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Coach, for that. All right. How much time do I have? Okay. Joe, you got 30 seconds.
Just keep this ministry in prayer. Keep this country in prayer. Call upon the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to revival. And, folks, it is time to run to this battle. We need every hand on deck. We need every Christian to stand and fight this fight.
All right, very good. You folks out there listening to us, God has raised us up for such a time as this. The very fact that you're listening to us, the very fact that you're alive during all of this time, for all of those of you out there listening, God has raised us up for such a fight as this. And the time is this. Let's not disappoint him. Let's take America back for the Lord. And until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless.
God
bless. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.